When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo. Overnight dates. The end of the season is in sight.
Fantasy suites.
That's what some people call it. Fantasy suite dates. What did you think of this episode, AB? Not a lot of exciting...
Yeah, what do you want me to say, Bram? It's fine. This is one of my least favorite episodes every year, I'd say. Sometimes there's some unintentional comedy, but for the most part, I mean, I'm here for drama and for laughs, for laughing at people.
Yes.
That's what I'm here for. And this didn't have any of it.
This episode gave us none of that.
I didn't laugh one time.
And there's... usually by this point in the season, the lead's power rankings change, or like there's a question about what might... I just get the feeling we all kind of know where we're going a little bit. I did have an interesting segment, though, which had nothing... was certainly not a fantasy suite.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, you know, it was fine. It was a fine episode.
It was fine.
It was fine.
A little boring.
A little boring.
Yeah.
A little boring.
A little boring. What do you want?
A little boring. Let's set the stage. Michelle walking along the cart path along the 14th hole, something. Bree, I think, also doing the same thing on a different hole at the same time. Rachel, she's scared. The big tension this week was Rachel's nervous she might not get her. She doesn't want to lose Matt.
This was the story that kind of hovered over everything else this entire episode. Once the date started, was Rachel was having a hard time with this.
Michelle, Bree, and Rachel sitting on the big couch talking about how excited they are for the fantasy suites, the overnight dates. Chris enters, explains how the overnight dates work. You go on a date, then if you want to, you stay overnight. Off-camera time.
Off-camera.
Off-camera time to talk about things they definitely should have talked about by this point. And he mentions them specifically. Do you want to have kids? Where are you going to live? Things of that nature.
You should have talked about a long time ago. A long time ago.
The engagement in 5 days to one of you. Should have talked about this. The reason I don't like this episode every season as much as the others is kind of, it's the one episode where you go, this is dumb. This is silly that they're going to get engaged at this point. Because up until now, you play out the fantasy, the fairy tale in your mind. Then they get to fantasy suites and you kind of get the feeling like they don't know, you know, this is their first real date of being, you know, they get alone time for the first time ever in their relationship. This episode is always a reminder of how silly the show is. So it takes the fun out of it for
it's
me a little
silly
bit.
For that reason. And also another thing that you don't like, they're finally going to talk about some stuff that we'd like to see, and we don't get to see.
They're not yet.
So that sucks, too. And it just is weird. It's always just weird when you have three people who are... this is their boyfriend, and they're having this alone, these overnight dates with three different women. That's always just a weird concept.
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
That's me doing a hand motion that indicates night after night after night.
Yes.
And they did...
that's weird.
They did the thing with Peters where they all had him staying in the same suite.
Yeah,
or
which
whatever,
I like.
Which was good, but now, you know, I wouldn't mind a break from that. It's too awkward. It's uncomfortable.
It's emotional torture, too. It's unnecessary.
Rachel just sat on that couch for 2.5 days just crying. Like, this doesn't make me happy. Michelle gets the first date card, but first we got a segment with Matt at his house. Mm-hmm. Matt struggled to, quote, go deep in relationships, AB. He's got a little fear of what long-term commitment looks like. Matt's dad shows up at Matt's house. What did you make of this conversation?
Well, first of all, Rim, what do you think Matt's dad thought he was there for?
Not this.
Do you think he got blindsided? We talk about blindsided a lot.
Yeah, this one person got blindsided.
Like a blindside situation. He got lit up.
Totally
from the blind side. Didn't see it coming. Didn't see this coming at all. I thought Matt's dad, just the vibes he was given, he thought he was there just to, you know, maybe meet the couple, just get a little background on Matt's life. It was about to be a happy story here, just between
little,
Matt
give
and
your blessing and head
yeah,
out.
Yeah, blessing. Man. Proud of you moment.
No, he was not expecting this at all. Which I think made it I thought this was a compelling segment. This was an interesting segment to watch. I don't think, well, we'll get to it, but
yeah,
Matt tried to steer it toward, I'm excited to make this commitment to someone, but I have a hesitation with that because of what I witnessed with you and mom.
Says,
and Matt's dad is like, oh, all right, well, we're doing this then with the cameras around. And then that's where it went. What'd you think?
Yeah, Matt's dad, as soon as Matt starts, he says a lot of stuff I was nervous about, commitment. I want to have a family and be a dad and a father. Matt goes into, when I needed you, you weren't there to have those conversations. You started other families. He says, I want to know where your, Matt's question for him to start, I want to know where your head was at during those times, because I don't want to make those same mistakes.
Like I said, this was an interesting, I feel like we know more about Matt, because he's always referenced this as kind of like his framework for relationships, his dad and his mother. I feel like, even watching it, though I was interested in what was going on, I feel like they probably should have had some sort of mediator in the room if they were going to do this in front of cameras, because like you said, I don't think Matt's dad expected this at all. He was probably upset that Matt brought it up like this. And I don't, there wasn't like a clear, they didn't come to a resolution, and I don't think there was a clear goal achieved.
Well, there's a couple things here, Rim. I don't know how we want to tackle this, I guess. To start, what we gathered from the whole story is Matt's dad cheated on Matt's mom. Matt's mom
left.
Took Matt and his sister or brother. I'm not sure his
brother,
name.
I believe.
Brother, I think. So he took Matt and his brother and just left. And then that was the start of a lifelong, you know, abandonment and stuff like that with Matt and his dad. They hadn't had this conversation before. It's unclear why. But what did we expect to get from this, I guess?
Throughout the rest of the episode, Matt kept referencing that he needed to have this conversation to overcome this hurdle. But based on what we saw, it didn't seem like any, they kind of just like said some things. They both wanted to get off their chests, and then it kind of fizzled. And that was kind of it. It didn't seem like anything was really.
I've kind of gone back and forth on where I sit on this conversation, though. Like in the moment as I was watching it, I'm like, they're actually gaining something from like this has been.
Sure.
Like you said, they're both getting things off their chest. And I think it's ending with them having possibly a better relationship because of this. But then the other side of me is like, you're going to have more than just this one conversation to tackle 25 years of resentment and the issues that
this is deeper than 10 minutes.
This is deeper than a 10 minute conversation. And as a lot of people mentioned online, it felt weird being able to watch this.
Totally. Oh,
as a viewer, it just felt weird.
The uncomfortable thing was that I don't think Matt Stat expected to have the conversation like that. So it felt like you were watching something you weren't supposed to see. But it was, you know, it was, I'll put it this way. We got some context to these things he's repeated throughout the season. And it had a semi-happy ending where they were both kind of...
Yeah.
They seemed to be on good terms with a positive outlook on the future.
Yeah, it ends with Matt's dad saying that he understands Matt. He at first was completely deflecting everything. It ends with Matt's dad accepting the blame, apologizing, which is big. And they end up with a beautiful hug at the end. And they, you know, they both have love for each other and they're going to try to do better in the future. So...
I
at the end,
do.
Hopefully this was a positive.
Yeah.
This ends up, you know, it's not the best spot for this to happen, obviously. No. But if this is what it took for them to have a like they've had 30 years to have this conversation, so maybe they needed to be pushed this way. Now, like you said, I would have appreciated like a therapist or someone there to navigate some of these feelings that they're having. But if this ends up being a positive for them, great.
Yeah. I think there's probably a lot more than that these two probably need to work out. I hope
absolutely.
They do. I don't want it to be televised necessarily. I want everybody to be on the same page going in. Anyway, I have a little more to say about this as these dates go on because okay. Matt talked about this specifically. So after the break, we got Michelle's date. Rainy day, spa day, a traditional Pennsylvania Dutch spa day. In the spa, there's a white substance in a large aluminum tub and porridge in a foot box. No one is there to explain to them what to do, what these things are. And in a way, AB, I felt that made it way more entertaining because neither of them knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
So they were just like playing with the things in the room. What'd you think of this?
We needed someone in there, Rim. You
obviously.
Had to, if you're going to do a weird spa day, you can't just expect them to know what to do. I wouldn't even know what to do in a regular spa, let alone a Pennsylvania spa. What am I supposed to be doing here? Can I taste this stuff? Can it get in my mouth? Can this stuff get
edible?
In my mouth or not? Do I need to be worried about this getting in my mouth? Yes or no? Because this is a bath. I'm going to be submerged. Can I dip my head under the water?
Can I swallow
the milk?
This? Is this milk
what is,
or not?
Is this milk? Is this milk? Can I take a drink? Can I taste the porridge? Is there other chemicals in here? You have to have someone in there telling me what to do. The fact that it was just an empty room with all this weird stuff in it.
Unknown substances. Too many unknown
Crazy.
Substances.
Too many unknown substances
to let people
in there.
Just play around in
no,
there.
No, I need to know. I need to know what's in there.
The only thing we knew what it was...
The
was
butter.
The play of butter. The,
yeah,
just
the
20
of butter,
sticks of butter.
But again, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, and I don't think they did either. They had the butter. Like at one point, Matt was laying on the like massage table and he just had like 10 sticks of butter laid on his back, like full
yeah.
sticks of butter. And she was beside, they didn't know what to do with the butter either.
I'd have made my famous oatmeal cream sandwich cookies with all that butter because you need a lot of butter, not just for the cookies, but for the cream also. Anyway, then they made out. They had a fun time.
It was
I like that there was
hey,
nobody.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I would like to do this. Don't get me
no
twisted
question.
About that. I would just like a little.
Can you imagine dipping your feet in oatmeal? That's heaven.
Sounds great. A bath of
that's heaven.
Now I also need to know if that milk was warm or if that was cold milk.
We don't
Not
know
interested.
What it was. We don't know if it was milk.
It was
it had
milk.
To be milk.
It had to be milk.
Milk.
It had yeah. to be milk. If it was warm milk. Sign me up. I might do that tonight.
Yeah, I think it was warm because the room was
bath.
Warm. They had like the fire going. I think it was a spa.
Okay.
So it was, the room
yeah.
was warm. Boy, you really need to get to a spa, Ivy. You need a spa.
Never
experience.
Been to a spa. I'm interested, though.
You would love it. You would love it.
I know I would. I would love this spa.
And this was a Pennsylvania Dutch farm inspired spa.
Those folks were buttered up, Rim.
I know.
Absolutely buttered up.
I have a rough idea of how much butter it would take to get you a good cover, good coverage.
They were covered.
They had double the amount of butter they needed.
The butter was crazy.
No explanation for anything.
No.
Later
at one
in the
time
same
they
room,
have their
yeah.
at one time they have their feet in the porridge and Matt's just like stomping around. He's not, I don't think
they
he's
were
doing,
both
just
pumping their legs for some reason. Just chill out and let
pumping
your feet
the
sit.
Legs. That's not what you're supposed to
you're
be
not
doing.
Making the
I've
porridge.
Never been to a spa, but I know you don't need to pump your legs in the porridge.
I don't think that was necessary. No. Later in the same room, for a minute, I thought this is where their night date was going to be. In the same room, they just went and put clothes on. No. They're fully clothed, sitting really uncomfortably on the floor. when you're Matt's height, there's never a good floor seating position. You got to, he's folded all up, you know.
Yeah.
Like you Yao Ming. You can't in an airplane.
Matt can't go crisscross applesauce and
no.
sit comfortably.
No. His quads will pop off. They're too long. Michelle says her feelings for Matt grew a lot after their hometown. The big thing here was Michelle talked about how important it is to, quote, stay in love, not just fall in love. I like when contestants
like this.
Do this
like
because this. It's like you've said a million times, it's really easy to fall in love on, you know, when you're soaring around.
Absolutely. You're jumping out of planes.
In the mountains. Yeah.
Yeah.
do you have anything else on that convo? Matt liked it.
She also talks about how her parents... She has learned from her parents about staying in love, not just falling in love. I found that interesting. Matt liked it as well. He really liked the staying in love concept.
AB?
Which he'd never thought of.
I think Michelle wanted to know some specifics from Matt here. Like, how would you accomplish that with me?
Sure.
How would you make sure we stayed in love?
He doesn't know. He's never thought of this, right?
Yeah, he was just like, oh, cool. And then they made out. So I thought that was a missed. That's his default, like, make the moment a happy ending is to make out. I think that's what she was digging for, and I don't think Matt gave it to her. Nighttime portion, the Navy room. Everything was Navy. Run the tape.
I didn't catch this.
Navy curtains. Navy lighting, Navy tablecloth, Navy jacket, Navy tablecloth.
Do you think they have just a bunch of fun, you know, rooms that have themes? Is this a theme room? Does every room have a theme?
Kind of like in The Real Housewives in New York, one of them has this house out in the Hamptons, and there's a fish room, and nobody wants to stay in the fish room. There's like these things, sculptures of fish and stuff.
It's like the office.
Luann hates the fish room.
It's like the office with Dwight's yes. hotel or whatever, B&B. Every room is a terrible different theme.
The irrigation room.
It's like that. Is that what this is?
No, these are just things they had laying around.
Okay.
I'm not sure if
all
this
Navy
is a
room.
Permanent Navy theme, no.
Okay.
What'd you make of this, AB, this conversation between Michelle and Matt?
I thought it went good. I thought the chemistry was right here. It made me feel a little hopeful in her winning again. Matt brings up his insecurities with his mom and dad and their relationship. He then, and it becomes a reoccurring theme this episode, brings up the conversation he had with his dad and how now he is good to go in terms of getting married. I'm good. Like, I've had the conversation I needed to have. And On the surface, it's a good thought by Matt. You know, I have this baggage I want to take care of before. I don't want to bring those conversations that I need to have and this unresolved emotional issues that I have with my dad. I don't want to bring that to a relationship. And that's noble. But again, one conversation probably is not going to solve that. And he's acting like it's he's good to go. He had a problem. He had a conversation
and
that is resolved.
Afternoon.
He has resolved it. Also, we didn't talk about this. They did this at the same day. This Michelle date was the same day as the
That's what seemed like.
Conversation. Someone says it.
He might have said it. Yeah.
Matt said, like, now that I've had that conversation, now it's time to get to my date. They had it at the same day. That seemed
they
a
did.
Little. They got to push back. Everything's got to go back a day at least if you have that conversation planned. It can't be the same day. It's not fair.
Everything we saw in this episode was consecutive days, AB.
Yeah.
All of them.
But the conversation, the emotional conversation with the dad can't be in the morning afternoon you have this date. That's not fair.
Here's my I had the same feeling as you. All that great. That's good that he wants to get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like taking that step in his life with the intention of preparing himself for an engagement. Perhaps it should have been done earlier than 3 days before your engagement when you're still deciding between three people.
Yeah, a lot going on in his life.
It seems like that is going to take some time to settle Maybe do that before coming on the show almost, if that was really what the conversation
if
was.
If you needed to have that, yeah.
If you really needed to have it, don't wait until late in the game on The Bachelor to do that. That's just what it seemed like to me. Yeah. But it's a bizarre world on this TV show, so yeah. I'm not shocked it went that way. But
nope.
Michelle thanks him for that. She says, I do look at you as my person.
Her person.
That's big.
That's big.
That's big. That might be more than...
That might, yeah.
In love.
Being someone's person is more than being in love. Okay?
That's it.
That's it. That's your person.
They go into Michelle or Matt. They kiss. Matt offers her the fantasy suite. Michelle accepts. They go into the fantasy suite room. Michelle musters up the courage to say, I love you, Matt.
The fantasy suite pre-room. There's always a separate room.
Yeah.
Right out. There's like a lobby.
Not always.
But this time, there's a lobby before you get to the actual room that you have to go in first and have a nice conversation in first.
Quick, this was a back and forth back at the house. Back and forth at the house. They were cutting while Matt and Michelle were expressing these feelings and making out. They would cut to Rachel really stressing about the knowledge that Matt is with Michelle and, it's dark out. All right.
She says, I'm in love with Matt and he's with another woman right now. My heart is going to explode. Part of me thought, you think there's any chance she was not going to be able to take this?
Yeah, but...
Part of me did.
I'm a dummy.
Yeah, obviously we're dummies.
I mean, when the show was over, I'm like, of course all that happened. That's how it was going to go from the beginning. But yeah, there was a time where I was like, maybe she leaves.
I wrote here, if Rachel leaves, we're talking about an all-time good season here.
Well, a shocking...
That would open things up. I'd be all back in on this season.
I'd still have a couple unrelated to Rachel reservations, but
sure.
Yeah, it would be like,
whoa.
No one would expect that. I'll put it that way.
What a season.
Next morning, Michelle reminds Matt that she's in love with him, and Matt hits with the classic, thank you for sharing that with me. I don't think that means anything. I think that's just what he says. I don't think he
says that. He doesn't always say that because he reciprocates with one
Rachel,
of the people.
Yeah.
So this is what he says when he doesn't love you. Yeah, that is what he says.
All right. And then Michelle walks outside. Matt calls her name from the balcony, blows her a kiss. That was kind of cute. Anything else on Michelle and Matt date?
No, I hope Michelle wins or is the Bachelorette. I'm here to make my official wish known. I want Michelle to be the Bachelorette. Do you know who the Bachelorette is? Well, you're giving me a look like you know who the Bachelorette is, and it's not her.
At the house. Later at the house. Anyone can wish for anything. Good luck.
I just want my official wish to be her.
That's
obviously,
fine.
Obviously, Brim, they're not going black, back to back to back black. It's not
that
happening.
That would be really something.
That'd be something. It's not happening, but that's my wish.
At the house, Rachel's talking about being sick to her stomach, thinking of Matt and Michelle. What do you know? Michelle strolls in. What'd you make of this forced...
The forced sit-down.
Silence
that
and awkwardness, yeah.
Michelle lets them know that we did rub each other down with butter. And the girls didn't take that well.
It was your worst nightmare.
It was your worst nightmare. There was butter.
I'm not even talking
crazy
about overnight.
You've never seen butter like this. You've never seen this amount of butter.
It was hot. It was hot where we were.
It was really hot. We're talking melted butter here, folks. We were greased up like pigs. Okay? You do the math.
Couldn't keep our hands off each other.
Could not keep our hands, our sticky buttery hands, off each other.
This was before dinner.
This
was light out. We were doing this.
It was light out. I had a spa date. You know what happens on these type of spa dates. I'm not talking about the spa date that Katie had where we're joking around. There's no jokes.
Yeah,
butter.
We were involved. We were in the spa.
Okay.
And yeah, that's pretty much all, Then they sat there in silence. Who's.
Yeah, Bree and Rachel.
Rachel went and cried.
Rachel says something about I'm battling between being jealous and hurt and happy. Or maybe this is Bree, happy and in love.
Bree.
They're just both having a tough time here.
Let's take a quick break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Bree's date.
I was hoping Bree going next would push Rachel over the edge in terms of going home. That's what I was hoping here.
Spoiler alert, it didn't. For those of you that didn't watch the episode. They made Bree do this like treacherous hike down a steep grade.
Yeah.
Before meeting Matt. Camping stuff, AB. My kind of date. Living off the land. Survivor Man.
No, this is not.
Rim
no.
Grills. I was hoping they'd go get some caterpillars, cook up some caterpillars on the fire and eat them.
Damn challenge final, Rim. Strap this backpack to your bag, this heavy backpack, and hike up the mountain.
I love this date, and I have here better than the spa date. And here's why. Plenty of time to talk. Plenty of time to observe new things together. A lot of good joke opportunities. Both kind of fish out of water, but both exploring new things. This is fun, AB. And then setting up the tent. Every date should have an element of teamwork where you have to accomplish something together.
Good point.
You know?
Good point.
This was a great date. I love this. Dream date.
Hiking's a good activity. Yeah. And people don't talk about it enough as being a good activity.
Not a lot of buzz around hiking.
No, there's not enough buzz. Like, you go on a hike, not enough buzz about hike dates. That's a good, like you said, great time to just talk. You got plenty of time, and you're accomplishing something as you do it. And tell it's not too stories. Strenuous.
No. What did Michelle and Matt talk about when they were putting their feet in the oatmeal? Nothing.
Nothing.
The oatmeal?
They're in the oatmeal.
That's it. They just made
nothing.
Out.
They didn't talk
it was
about nothing.
It was a fun date, but this is a real life.
That's a great point, Rim.
I like
great
this
point.
Anyway, you got anything on pitching
I'll
the tent?
I'll say this. No, I don't have anything to say about pitching the tent. Listen.
I thought they were doing the fantasy. I was hoping they would sleep out there for the fantasy suite. A little sliver in my mind was like, let's do the fantasy suite in this tent.
Here's the problem with this date, Rim. Bree has made it known multiple times, including on this date, that she is not an outdoor girl. She does not enjoy this type of stuff. So why does he keep having dates for her that are outdoors? Every single date she's had has been an outdoor date.
I don't think he planned it.
I thought this was
they
a bad
up to this.
Sign for her. That's all I'm going to say.
That
he did not take into account what she would like in a date ever. Including this.
That's probably fair. Do you have anything on their conversation while they were after they made some s'mores?
They started a fire, made some s'mores. He also kind of pranked her, made her feel like they were going to be sleeping in the tent. That was going to be the fantasy suite. It was just a joke. They're not staying out there.
Well, the tent wasn't long enough for him either. It was probably a 6-foot
tent.
No,
that was a tiny tent. Yeah. he needs a big tent.
Here's something that stood out to me. First, Bree mentioned how hard it was to see Michelle coming back from their date. She didn't expect it to hit as hard as it did. I thought that was maybe not the best strategy. You know, at this point, you really don't want to be talking about the other relationship specifically like that.
No.
Then Matt mentioned he wanted to spend more time with her, quote, since the beginning of this journey. And he's had all this stuff he's wanted to talk about with Bree. So I'm thinking, good, they're going to talk about it. But then he said something that made it seem like they already have. He said, and that it's organically come out of their time together, these conversations he wanted to have. But I don't really know what he was...
What's he talking about?
...referring to. Maybe they just didn't... Again, we always have to go back to maybe they didn't show us, but we haven't seen much of that on this date. He might be talking about their one-on-one from a long time ago. So that just, I wanted more meat on this bone here.
Yeah, I didn't gain much from these conversation.
All right.
In particular.
Nighttime.
I did note they're all ready to get engaged. I think she mentions that to him.
Yeah.
All three of these women are ready to get engaged with Matt.
Not always the case. There's someone Not usually with like a little bit of consternation about that.
Yep.
Because it's crazy to do this.
Just a reminder. Yeah, well, that's the thing too. All pressure's off Matt at this point, because usually
that's a factor.
One or two of the last three women, it's like maybe they don't want to get engaged, but they've all explicitly told Matt, I'm ready to get engaged with you. So there's no pressure on him choosing the wrong person in terms of getting engaged.
Nighttime portion. On that same note, Bree wants to know if this guy's ready to be engaged in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So she asks him straight up, how do you feel about an engagement in such a short period of time? Quote, because it does feel like we just had our first one-on-one date. Again, a reminder that this is ludicrous. What did you make of Matt's response in their discussion, AB?
Why did you think she asked him this? He seems, I didn't question this ever. It seems like he's always been ready to get engaged. Whether it's the right choice for him, that's another topic, but I didn't ever think that was a question on if he's getting engaged here.
Well, considering what he said about how he basically needed to have that conversation with his dad before he was ready, he apparently hasn't been.
I guess.
So they must have picked up on that.
Matt brings up the conversations again with his dad.
It's basically the same.
Same exact thing. He does this three times. He does it three times.
I didn't want to belittle it, but I have Matt does the dad speech again.
He does it again. He has something. He's going to bring this up every date he has. He brings it up. Bree thanks him, just like Michelle did, just like Rachel's going to do. Thank you for sharing this moment that you had with your dad.
The one difference is Bree has her own story like that. Yeah,
there's a little meat to the bones here in terms of Bree talks about her relationship with her dad. Dad hasn't really been a part of her life, but she'd want him to be a part of the journey. So, like, she would like to have the same conversation Matt just did, pretty much, is what I did there. She says she's 100% ready for engagement, and she says, I'm in love with you. She says, I'm in love with you to him. And he doesn't say it back.
No, but he does say to the camera, probably again with her, Bree, someone he can see himself spending the rest of his life with.
Mm-hmm.
They make out. He offers her the fantasy suite card. Bree, you're bouncing your head like, yep, we're going along. That's what I'm saying. These are a little, nothing's crazy happened. Predictable. So Bree, accepts. She wants some uninterrupted time with the guy. You know,
who wouldn't?
Have a real date for the first time.
Yeah.
A fantasy suite, tiny room, borderline fire hazard. The fireplace was way too close because it's such a small room, and the comforter was big and fuzzy. Wouldn't take much to start a fire in there. Just something to keep an eye on if you're ever staying in that room.
The fire was roaring, too.
Yeah, it was. It was. This was another spa, a different kind of spa. Anything on the next morning? Not a lot of next morning content. Not a lot of innuendo.
No, there wasn't. I mean, Matt always... everyone was always just ecstatic when they woke up. You could tell there's some love there.
Yeah. I have a note. Matt finally realizes he's talking to the camera, and he said something where he realized, man, I'm going to have to send someone home.
I got
to
send one of these two that I just
said they loved me.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, tomorrow realized, night.
This is going to suck.
Oops. I'm in deep trouble here. Rachel and Michelle, do you have anything on this?
Rachel's still in a bad spot here, crying a little bit. She does not seem ready for this date, I'll say that.
Rachel date. She's nervous, stewing, looking out over the par five. And she's worried Matt's feelings might have changed throughout the week after his time with Bree and Michelle. A no music walk-up, a music-free walk-up. Silence when she sees Matt. Ominous music as they walk into ceramics class.
And rim.
Yeah.
She actually walks up. Like, there's no trot. No. She doesn't give a little trot when she gets closer, like she's excited. And no double leg wrap. She doesn't jump into his arms. Mm-mm. You can tell she's in a bad spot. I don't know why he even walked into ceramics without asking her.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? You seem like you're in a terrible mood. You got to ask that question here, Matt.
Well, they're paying the instructor by the hour. They got to get in there. This is the first time they had someone in the room to tell them what to do. Anything on the ceramic? I mean, listen, these two, this went poorly. This went as poorly as it could go.
Bad energy.
And right ceramic, doing those little pot spinning deals, it seems hard. Every time I see someone doing that on a TV show, they mess it up. So that just puts you in a worse mood. I can't get this right.
One wrong move, Rim, and your whole pot is fucked. It's fun.
Yep.
You put your thumb in the wrong spot.
You got clay on your head.
You're done. You got clay all over you.
Have you done one? That sounded like an expert analysis.
No, I would like to do one though. Very interested.
So Rachel pulls Matt aside. She says, "This has been terrible. This week's been miserable.
This is terrible.
This date stinks.
This
week sucks.
I'm in a bad mood. How did you not notice that right off the jump, Matt? I can't believe you didn't ask me this to begin with."
Have you ever seen someone in a worse mood than me all day today?
Why didn't you ask me?
Honestly.
That's what I would have said. Can you not notice that I'm in a bad mood right now? Why are you not asking? What, you just want to go through this date? I'm having a horrible time. We aren't talking. Matt, you dummy.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
Matt was a dummy, a big old dummy.
It's fair. She has struggled with knowing that he's getting intimate with Bree and Michelle, as one would and does every season.
Listen, this whole conversation was silly to me.
Ooh.
But also understandable, which is usually what conversations about the fantasies. She's upset that her boyfriend is having sexual relations with other women. That's understandable. But that's also the name of the game. That's the show. So I understand that you're upset. I also understand no one's at fault here is the thing. So someone always has this type of conversation every season. And it's like,
I think he could have, like you said, he could have probably got to nip this situation in the bud if he just acknowledged, hey, you seem to be
right off the bat
not having a fun
time. You have a hard time with me having other fantasy suites. That's understandable. I get that.
Matt brings up to kind of reassure here. He brings up, remember when Rachel cracked her hip on the ground from the parachuting gate? You remember that, AB?
We almost had a catastrophic injury.
Casualty on the show. Yes.
Yeah, someone almost died on The Bachelor because of a, I'd say, unlicensed parachute instructor. Irresponsible. Hooligan.
First time. He thought, he reminded her, he wondered, hey, what would life be like without Rachel? It was a real moment for him. And he says, where I'm at with you is I'm falling in love with you. She's head over heels with him. This is all fine, AB. Everything's good. That, the period of time where we thought Rachel was sincerely concerned about going home, ended here with this conversation.
Yes, it did.
Nighttime portion. They compliment each other's clothes. And Matt recognizes one of the dresses she picked out.
They do look
from
good.
From their one-on-one shopping spree. They do look good, but that's just a reminder, Rachel got the shopping spree, which is a big deal.
I forgot about that until you said that.
Yeah.
Completely forgot. Bags. Bags on bags.
Yep. Matt says he needs to work on his communication. These are, the conversations had on these nighttime portions were not that different. But I would classify Matt's and Rachel's as another. They're talking about how do we improve our relationship in ways that they're just not talking about with Bree and Michelle. I don't think. Maybe I cooked that up out of thin air. I don't have a note on that, so it's possible that's nonsense.
I didn't gather that from the conversation, but I thought the conversation went exactly the same. Matt brings up his dad.
Matt
like
does
he's
a dad
with
speech.
Everyone. He does gives the dad speech. She can't relate, but she thanks him for sharing that moment with her.
This dad speech by the way, he has to do this. He has to say this to each of them individually, obviously.
Yeah, it's a big moment in his life.
It's just repetitive for the viewer, that's all.
Yeah.
This reminded me of the famous scene, Will Smith in Fresh Prince with Uncle Phil, when his dad promises him that he's going to go on a trip with him, and then he leaves without saying goodbye, you know, and he's like, hey, you know, Uncle Phil, tell him. Because
the why doesn't he love me speech rim?
Yeah, yeah, but Matt is saying it like he taught me kind of some variation of he showed me what I don't want to be as a dad, so now I have, you know,
yeah,
an inverse example to build from.
That's one of the great scenes in the history of television.
Oh, no question. You want to talk about acting?
You want to talk about acting? It's Will Smith right there in that moment. Holy cow.
Rachel says she would accept a proposal from him right there, like in a jokey kind of like, you got the ring ready for me, buddy? That type of thing. Anything else on this? The fantasy suite here, AB.
They got a huge fireworks show, Rem. We didn't have fireworks for anyone else. So what do you want us to take away from this? Besides, she's the clear-cut favorite. There's a firework. Huge fireworks show. They said, pick your winner. We'll do a wonderful fireworks show for you. But we only have it in the budget to do one. So to only do it with who you think's going to win. Okay?
That's 1,000,000% what happened. That's obviously what happened.
That's what happened.
That's got to be...
We have Matt. Who do you want to do the fireworks show? We have nothing else for the... There's going to be three dates. We have fireworks for one of them on the fantasy suite portion. We don't have... You're not going to do that with two of the other people. So choose wisely. Choose who you want to win here. Because this will be a magical moment. This will be extremely magical. Okay? You're going to want to remember this with your
wife.
We're going to
play
so
this
don't
forever
choose this.
If you marry
don't,
this person.
Don't do this with anyone but who you think is going to win. Because again, it will be magical. We're talking big time fireworks, Matt. This isn't small time fireworks. We got the real show. We got people. There are people here to shoot the fireworks off. Okay? Choose wisely. And he did. He chose the winner.
For a little context, AB's Zoom is a little delayed, so he didn't know when to stop. I didn't say anything. He just kept going.
Keep going about these fireworks. I don't know if you can hear me. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Like, I don't think I might
just need you to know, Rim. They gave him the option to do this with one person and one person only. And he chose Rachel.
That's got to be tough for Brie and Michelle hearing the big booms
going
off.
Boom. And they look out the window. They're all in the same resort. Like, this isn't a tiny fireworks show, folks. This is the grand finale.
I did one of those. My favorite fireworks are the gold ones that go boom.
Oh, the sizzles?
Who doesn't like the sizzles?
The sizzles,
number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Rachel says she's never wanted anyone more in her entire life. I do love the man. Quote, I hope he goes and gets a ring while I'm asleep. Tough for Brie and Michelle. They're going home. None of them know it's coming. Everyone watching does. It seems, I'm not spoiled, but it sure seems that way. The next morning, they didn't show it, AB. I had the bullet ready to go. I wrote down the bullet. The next morning, they didn't show anything from it.
No, they didn't. Nope.
Rose ceremony. Here's my pre-rose ceremony rundown. They do a little package for each one. They're all nervous. They all love him. They're all wearing black dresses. Anything else on the pre-rose ceremony lead up?
No, we know where this is going, Rem.
Roses. Michelle?
First.
Do you put any stock into that?
Maybe.
You hope so.
I'm not 100% right now, Rim.
Okay. All right.
You want percentages? I'll give them to you later. But I'm not 100% right now with Rachel.
Rachel gets the second rose. No rose for Brie.
Did you think that was what was going to happen, Brie?
I thought so.
Yeah, me too.
Matt and Michelle had, I believe, from what we saw, more engaging. This is not a knock on Brie at all. I love Brie. But Michelle and Matt talked about, I think, more varied and stimulating things.
Yeah, there was that connection that they were like, they both grew up with single moms.
Yeah.
But I didn't see much after that of a connection with them. So I think they might have been leaning on the similarities of their lives more than an actual connection they had with each other.
Matt and Bree walk outside. Matt says, sorry for leading you on this whole time.
Sorry about that. That was really, I gave you no inclination that this would happen to you. I'm sorry.
He says nothing happened on their last date. Not that he was looking for a reason to send her home, but nothing happened on her last date. So it was more or less just a gut feeling that he went with that, which is, you know, sometimes that's got to be the tiebreaker.
Someone's
got to
go home, Rim.
Someone's got
to
go home.
Someone has to leave. Someone's like, got to go home. The show's got to move on.
That's at the end of the day.
Someone's
got
to go.
Someone's got to go.
All three of these are great women. What do you want?
You got to go.
Someone's got to go. In Matt's mind, just someone's got to go. I'm sorry.
next week, the finale. And finally, AB, snow. Been waiting all season for snow. There's a lot of snow.
Beautiful. Look like a damn blizzard out there.
Yes, I can't wait for the snow. Anything else on this episode?
No.
A couple more things. We got a random mailbag text. I know you didn't have a question. This is Liz from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
I just want to say that the Pennsylvania Dutch spa date this week was hilarious. Lanco is Amish/Pennsylvania Dutch Central. I'm personally not Amish or Mennonite, but I still proudly live in the scrapple capital of the United States. Having received many professional massages in my life, a butter rub down has never been an offer on the table. But if you want chocolate incorporated into your massage, go a few miles down the highway to Hershey, and you can get a chocolate spa treatment. Thanks, Liz.
What does that mean?
A lot of weird stuff going on in rural Pennsylvania.
What does that mean? How are you
going
to just say there's a chocolate spa and not give us more explanation on what you mean by that, Liz?
I don't know.
I don't want to come at you, Liz,
but
you can't just tease Rim and AB with a chocolate spot. Do we eat the chocolate? Is it rubbed on me? Hot or cold? What's going on?
It's a chocolate spot.
What's going on with the chocolate?
This is just you not knowing any spa details.
Are they rubbing the chocolate on your back? That doesn't seem like it'd be beneficial in any way.
Oh, hot chocolate? Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
Here's the thing,
AB. That sounds like a goddamn mess, Rim.
Yeah. All spa stuff, it's all a racket. Spa gimmicks. Who knows if there's any real science behind it. Thank you, Liz. I just want to read that as an interesting
way. Yes, thank you, Liz.
The batch bracket scoring update. Movement in the standings. Madison P. overtook Lucia B.
I thought Lucia had it locked up.
You didn't
locked
even know.
Up weeks ago.
Know Lucia picked.
I knew. I thought Lucia had it locked up.
Madison P, 302. She's up one spot. Lucia B is down to 300, down one spot.
Wow.
Catherine L. And, you know, I could take it a step further and look up. And, in fact, I'm going to do that. Who they have winning so we could kind of keep track of.
It's just those two, really, unless they have.
Well, Catherine L is tied with Lucia B now.
Oh.
At 300. Catherine L has Michelle. Lucia B has Michelle. Madison P has Rachel.
Oh, Madison has a chance here.
And Madison P is number one. She's sitting pretty.
She's sitting good here.
Sarah W has 299. She's up three spots. The following were not on our list last week. Abs G, 296. Megan F, 295. Juliana P, 294. And Jules K, 294. I'm in 292nd place with 241 points. AB is in 363rd place with 229 points. You have Bree over Michelle. I have Michelle over Bree. A reminder about the giveaway. The top 15% in the batch bracket and ties will be eligible for a sticker drawing, same as we did last season. One person randomly selected. We'll get a t-shirt. We'll announce those next week at the end of the episode. Anything else to say about the episode, AB, or what you're looking forward to next week?
The snow.
The snow for sure.
For sure. That goes without saying. That does not even need to be said. We're very excited about the snow. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be
snow. I love a snow finale.
Snow finale is going to be good. Snow finale is going to be good, especially with how much snow they appeared to be having.
Yeah,
a dangerous level of snow, I'd say. I was going to say, just I'm not 100%. Like I said earlier, that Rachel's going to win at this point. I do think there's a connection with Michelle. There's a world that I could see him picking Michelle. Really could.
I think that I'm with you. It's not 100% yet, but it's all indications are pointing towards one
Absolutely.
Direction.
Absolutely. But they also still have to meet his mom, which
she
I'm
could
sure...
put the kibosh.
I'm sure he puts a lot of...
Stock
in whatever she's going to say here. So there could always be a last minute Michelle push. Okay?
I'm with you. Last thing, merch sale. There's two merch sales this week. March 10th through 12th and the 14th, not the 13th.
What?
Because the 14th is Pi Day. They're having a Pi Day thing, but we're not a math podcast, so I can only do three digits of pi, including the one on the left side of the decimal point. So, and then March 24th through the 26th, 35% off all those days. Don't buy merch on any other days. Links in the description.
That is a fact.
It's a bad deal. It's a better deal for us if you do, full disclosure. But it's a bad deal for you.
Yeah.
So just buy it on the sale days. Anything else, Ibby? I'm looking forward to the finale.
Looking forward to the finale. I think it's going to be a good episode.
Matt's mom will be interesting.
Matt's mom will be interesting. His brother appears to be there too.
That's right.
Are we getting... Is it... What's the situation here, Rim? Is it a 3-hour episode? Do you know?
I think it's going to be a 3-hour episode.
So the 2-hour finale and then the 1 hour after the final rose.
So. Yeah. All airing on the 15th.
It's all airing on the... We're sure it's not going another week.
It better not go another week. It's possible it goes another day. I went on the Wikipedia last night and it says they're both scheduled on the 15th.
Okay. So there's going to be a lot to unpack next week, right?
Yes.
A lot to unpack.
Yeah, the after the final rose just in itself as a new product. With a new host be interesting to discuss.
Absolutely.
Even if the outcome of the show is not a shock. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Don't forget to join the Facebook group, folks.
Yes. Links in our bio.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.